prepared to execute the orders of Lord Shiva, thus considering himself capable of coping with any power offered against him. He circumambulated Lord Shiva. Many other soldiers of Lord Shiva followed this. The fierce personality in a tumultuous uproar, he carried a great trident, fearful enough to kill even death, and on his legs he wore bangles which seemed to roar. At that time, all the persons assembled in the sacrificial arena, the priest, the chief of the sacrificial performance, and the brahmanas and their wives wondered where the darkness was coming from. Later they could understand that it was a dust storm, and all of them were full of anxiety. Number 8. Conjecturing on the origin of the storm, they said, "There is no wind blowing, and no cows are passing, nor is it possible that this dust storm could be raised by plunderers, for there is still a strong king, Bahu, who would punish them. Where is this dust storm going from? Is the dissolution of the planet now to occur?" Please repeat after me. Conjecturing on the origin of the storm.
Conjecturing on the origin of the storm.
They say. There is no wind blowing.
There is no wind blowing.
And no cows are passing.
And no cows are passing.
Nor is it possible that this dust storm.
Nor is it possible that this dust storm.
Could be raised by plunderers.
Could be raised by plunderers.
For there is still a strong king Bahu.
For there is still a strong king,
Bali.
Who would punish them?
Where is this dust storm blowing from?
Where is this dust storm blowing from?
Is the dissolution of the planet now to occur?
Is the dissolution of the planet now to occur?
Specifically, significant in this verse is Prachin Bali. King of that part of land was known as Barhi, and although he was old, he was still living, and he was a very strong ruler. Thus there was no possibility of an invasion by the thieves and plunderers. Indirectly, it is stated here that the thieves, plunderers rule an unwanted population, can exist only in a state or kingdom where there is no strong ruler. When, in the name of justice, thieves are allowed liberty, the state and kingdom are disturbed by such plunderers and unwanted population. The dust storm created by the soldiers and assistance of the Lord Shiva resembled the situation at the time of dissolution of this world, when there is a need for the dissolution of the material creation. This function is conducted by Lord Shiva. Therefore, the situation now created by him resembled the dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. So, we'll see how Lord Shiva was insulted by Daksha, who is an expansion of the Lord, Supreme Personality Godhead, and his consort, understanding this, she felt insulted, she was neglected, and she burned herself and destroyed her body. As a result, Lord Shiva sent his associate, agent, to give good lesson to Daksha, asking to kill, which is just description of his game, and Prabhupada made comment something on what happens to a kingdom if the ruler is not strong. This you see present day. The Prabhupada asked ISKCON before he leaves that next year program should be to institute Varnasram Dharma. Devotees have got different characteristics. Somebody may be good in managing, somebody is good like philosopher and pure, well versed in scripture, very powerful. So they fall in Brahmin category, somebody may be manager, management, look after all these things he gave. And he asked in his book, he said, these books will guide the mankind for coming 10,000 years. Guide them. We expect to do so that we can teach people. But at present, Prabhupada wanted that. And we see in the Vedic literature the ideal king, ideal Brahmin. And what is the system of Varnasram Dharma? The king, he protects the saintly person, children, ladies, old people. This is supposed to be the duty of the king. He's supposed to be the representative of God. And usually his characteristics are like the kshatriya. Kshatriya. Kshat means he save others so that he is not, others are not attacked, injured. Kshat means injury. Kriya, tra means he saves, he protects, he gives protection to the weak, supposed to be, to the Brahmin, to the ladies, to the children. And punish those who are criminals. Now when he is weak, he is not like kshatriya at present in this world. We can see what is happening. So much crime there. Different parts of the world. And there, the ideal king, Lord himself come to show how the rulers should be. Lord Ramchandra, King Rishabha, King Bharat, King Kulasekhar, Prahlad Maharaj, Maharaj Yudhishthi, Maharaj Parikshit. And the Kali is coming and torturing the cow, and three looks cut. And she is crying. And king came and saw, who did that? He inquired. So the black man. At once, took out his sword to the Indian son. In other words, the ruler, the kshatriya, the king, he gets very soft. He has very, aspect is like a father. He is a nice citizen, very nice citizen. He gives them protection, love them, protection, facility. And those who are thieves, hooligans, criminals, is severely punished them. Just like Maharaj Parikshit's time, Maharaj Yudhishthir's time, many other lords, those are devotees of the Lord,
our ideal kings, Prahlad Maharaj, Maharaj Yudhishthira, all this. Especially Lord Ramchandra, he showed. Again, another king, his name was Tim Piyabrata. He is going to give good lesson to Indra even. Actually, the incarnation of the Lord. He knows how to act as ideal king. So, Vedic literature is flooded with all these things, and we are following Varnasram Dharma. And Prabhupada said, anybody, wherever, which ashram you may belong to, which varna, doesn't matter, still you can achieve perfection. By how? By molding your life in Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this, referred this sloka, sthane sthita asuti katam. In Bengali he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, grihe thako vane thako. You are a householder. You are in this one ashram. Vane thako. You live in forest, in other words, you live in monasteries or monks, temples. You are brahmachari, you are sannyas, grihe thako vane. Or vanaprastha. Sadahori vole dako. Kirtaniya sadahori. But make your life in such a way that whatever you do by hearing Krishna katha, glorifying Krishna name from deity pastime. And remembering them, taking Krishna prasad like Maharaj Ambarish. Even some big, strong personality comes, even you are a Grihastha Prasanna, since you are a devotee of Krishna, Krishna is the reported. Ultimately, Krishna is the king of all things. So, Dubhasa Muni came. He thought, I am a big sannyasi, I have got so many disciples. Who is this guy, Grihastha? People give him so much respect. I have to give him a good lesson, show him who do you think he is. Actually, he is a humble, innocent guy. He didn't do anything wrong. He may be Grihastha, so on. Then he is doing some bhav, maybe akadashi or something, some brata. A great yogi, but if somebody does austerity, he becomes very powerful. Maybe many siddhis he gets. He thought, the king said, you are my guest, please take bath, I am arranging to serve you, prasad, whatever it means. Take care of him. He went, take bath. With all thousands of disciples, maybe 10,000 or something. But since he is a very powerful yogi, just almost the expansion of Lord Shiva, easily get angry, easily get pleased. Easily, like Lord Shiva, whatever somebody wants, it please, you know, give him blessing, boon. Slightly angry, curse, severest curse. And everybody, when see, Durbhasana is coming, start trembling. You will see Vishwamitra coming, saying, I don't know what he will ask for. This is the Vedic literature, many stories like that. Yeah. Vishwamitra coming to see. People are always angry. See, King Dasarath, what he will be asking the queen and the king? They are thinking, oh, be careful, not to treat him very nicely. So, Durbhasana came. He treated him very nicely, polite to her. Then he is doing Maharaj Ambarish, his duties, asking the Brahmin, what I am supposed to do. Brahmin said, Maharaj, you don't have much time, little time left. Now you break your fast. He said, my guest, without entertaining him, I shouldn't take anything. Now you can take little water. Water, taking water means he's not breaking fast. You take little water, there they get all the benefit of your maintaining your vow, and you don't disrespect, dishonor your guest. You're not eating anything before him. This is like a borderline. Is breaking fast or not breaking fast like that? Usually, in a fasting day, you can take fruits, a lot of things, and water is almost not breaking. You know, it's just upavas, fasting, constant. Because they are like juice in a mouth, they say. There are many instructions like that in the scripture. There is like a borderline. They cannot give you like a black and white. Not possible. They give you some direction. Something like this, roughly. Right. So, Maharaj, the Bhasham, because he was powerful, he has got all mystical power. You understand. The king, he drank something. Maybe water, water. Again, he said, I have got the opportunity. Chastise him. Again, he was treated very nicely, polite, gently. Please come. See. Take care of him. Got very angry. King, he didn't treat me properly. Dishonored. Sometimes, roughly. No, I didn't treat. I didn't dishonor you, disrespect you. You are my guest. I'm trying to properly, you know, welcome you and treat you, serve you. No, I'm your guest. And before entertaining me, and see me, you are taking something. What I have taken? You just took it. It's too little. Brahmin said, I took permission from the Brahmin. Brahmins are supposed to be guide by the king. He always consult Brahmin. Administrative head's duty is, even King Ramchandra, the teacher, he will be consulting the Brahmin. Some case is there, and he has to judge and give his opinion. He should be punished or given rewarded. Lord Ramchandra will consult the great sages sitting by his side, Vasishtha and others, consult him. What you should do? And say, though he is God, they know. But still, to set up example, the administrative head has to protect those who are weak. These things are there in Manu Samhita. What is the duty of a king, duty of others, duty of kshatriya, scripture, everything there. Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada said, if there is no varnasana dharma, there is uncivilized. Anarjya. There is anarjya. So this ISKCON's duty is a big organization on the world to institute it first within ISKCON. Then Prabhupada said, we teach others by setting example. So we show others, look, there is a perfect society. Prabhupada showed how people, Prabhupada said, this is real United Nation. There is a United Nation there. There is a unity actually. They are like dogs, they are barking, and the more flags are coming, and more country. Instead of becoming one, once somebody asked Prabhupada, if you know, you know the solution, the problem with God. Why didn't by any means dissolve British Parliament, this, that, by force or in hook and by crook, and establish your thing? Suppose I can't do that. I can set up an example, just like a sample. You make a sample. You say, look, this is good. Now others can follow. They can do that. So I made this ISKCON. I take the best. You can see. You can see the different countries, the boys, girls are here. And they may be coming from countries those who are not in good relation, having India, Pakistan, Russia, America, Arabs, and Jews there. But here, they're peaceful, they're happy, they're living together under one flag, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita, one song, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The Prabhupada said, like anybody remember? Something 5-1. This, and this, and this, and that. The two I'm telling. You can find out others. So I said, here's the solution. Now you can you see that they're how peaceful, the bright faces, they're jolly? No problem. In one house, coming from different backgrounds, but following Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. And path, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan. Taking prasad of Krishna, nothing else. Calling for a principle, something like that, Prabhupada told. Prabhupada wanted to see. Prabhupada said, India can do it? Very good. They can teach the whole world. Prabhupada saw Indira Gandhi at that time. She was popular actually. She was tough. And she was very popular in India at that time. But Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said, next country, he went to see and went to revive. The Prabhupada is like a sage, you know, pure devotee. So he went to see. Usually India, depending on person, it's either respect, sorry, some. Indira Gandhi allowed, at that time, India's condition is very dangerous, because the next door, Bangladesh, is assassinated, head of the state. So she doesn't see everybody. Very strict. But she allowed Prabhu. She said, yes, I want to see Sanji, Bhaktivinoda Sanji. He wants to see me. Prabhupada wanted so that some of his disciples is a good manager and stay in India. In 6 months, visa they can, there was some permanent something, so they can stay there. She wanted that. Prabhupada wanted that Prabhupada make a note. You can find that, maybe, in Vrindavan Grove. In short, they gave him very short time to Prabhupada and said, no disciple, any Prabhupada assistant, servant, nobody can go, only he can go. Others waiting near the gate. Main gate, there is a garden, then you have to pass and go to her room. Yeah, one story building, but there is an underground room also. I don't know where did Prabhupada went. But I heard what Prabhupada talked. Okay. Then Prabhupada was proposing all these things. I think Prabhupada said then sometime. Prabhupada's proposal is, you yourself step down and become like a mother of the king. Make two of your sons, either of your sons, make the king in India. Then if you like, then keep the parliament. But all parliament people, since they are selected by the Indian population, public, representing them for their good, make them all Brahmin. Everybody has to follow four religious principles. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Follow four religious principles. Then, and abolish, no prostitution. All these few things, I forgot, 7 or 10 points like that. Some of the prominent one is this. Any mother likes to see his son at the head. No mother. No mother likes to, when I become boss. They like this. Because son usually listens to mother, usually. The mother very attached to son. Son usually listens to that mother's say, at least in India. And I don't know. Sometimes. Mostly. So he said, make like that. Then at some point, Prabhupada said, she doesn't. I heard from our authority. He said, she said, I have to, Swamiji, I have to listen to my intelligence. That means intelligence branch, what they are saying. Accordingly, I will decide. Prabhupada said, the next, you have danger of your life. I don't know the Prabhupada told detail, the next door, or next neighbor country, Bangladesh. The chief of the country was assassinated not very long ago. And his life is in danger. Actually, she was also assassinated, you know, later on. Anyway, this is the role of saintly person. They are bold, they will tell this, this should be done. This in Vedic age also you see the same thing. Once there was a king, his name was... he was claiming, he was telling, no, worship of God, this, that, stop. All this. Who is God? I am God, you listen to me. Whatever I say. The Brahmins don't accept. They may not be strong, they don't have army, anything, but they are spiritual strength. They can kill you, they can cast something there. If they are angry, they are displeased, that person's life will be miserable. Even if he does not curse, it has been said. If somebody is pure, Brahmins is highly qualified. In the scripture it said, you know, never disrespect him, mistreat him, anyway. You know, put him in distress. You have to pay for it. Severe. So this is the role of ideal king, the punished, you know, and the Brahmin's role. This is Varnasrama Dharma. Others can define. These two are important. Run. Suppose in this, at present, many places, they are not run by Vedic, you know, rules and regulations. They are sociologists, they are very liberal. So we cannot take somebody's life. We cannot give somebody life. Why shall we take life? So there is so much problem to murder. Many countries. So much murder. He just gets some years punishment. If he behaves nicely, they cut down, you know. It's maybe life imprisonment. But they become less and less. So they know all these things. They say, doesn't matter. I'll stay in jail, I'll take revenge, I'll kill this guy. Just for this small, simple thing. Last time I was reading in newspaper, one guy, he's a carpenter, a bricklayer in the house, did something, and he said, you can't get that much. that guy came in disguise. I was reading newspaper. Disguise and killed him. They found out. So local people, neighbors, they come to know who could do this. He's a very nice man. Who could kill him? The police came. They advised, sometime back, some guys like that. He had little defense, little hot exchange of words. He's like a professor or something like that, intellectual like person. But he said, you don't deserve that much, you didn't do work like that, so I'll give you this much. That guy got angry. He said, no, you have to give this much money. So police investigated, they found out they got him, because they found out that man, when he saw that man, he could see that voice, he can recognize, he got some clue. But he finally, that guy came in painting his face so that he can recognize. That means he knows him most probably. Now he'll know him, so they paint at night. They found out with all the bricklayers, the head of the bricklayers, they came to kill him at night. And this is found. So how they found it? The slightest thing and little money is killing. It's killing. Butchered. So you see, this is the situation of the world now. So much crime, high crime. And in Kashmir, not very long ago, the king, there was a Hindu king, strictly followed Vedic rules and regulations. Their family is still there. In India, some of the very oldest royal families are there, either Rajasthan or Kashmir, or there. Thousands of thousands of years old. They strictly follow, just like Nepal. The real chachya, this is called Gurkha. Do or die. Either I will kill. They cannot. This is chachya son, like the one of the characteristics we were saying. In Rajasthan, Punjab, still some of the khatriya people are there. Type of. Brahmin also some there, South India, some other places in India. There's some good quality Brahmin. So, Prabhupada wanted things to again bring back to the world. To teach, that's why I meant it is gone, Prabhupada said. Ish means, ish word come from Ishopanishad, Prabhupada said. Isha means to control. That's why from the word Isha comes Ishara. Isha Upanishad. You can sit near Isha, supreme control. You study Upanishad, very difficult to understand. But the oldest Upanishad, Prabhupada selected, Isha Upanishad, because it tells the characteristic, a personal characteristic of God. Other Upanishads is there, but all the time not personal. Impersonal, but mixed. Isha Upanishad giving. Bhyanmayana, Patrena, Sattasapi, Hitam Mukham, Tattam Purusham, Apabhinu, Satta Dharmaya, Drishtaye, O my dear Lord, please control or withdraw the effulgence from your face so that your pure devotee can see your beautiful face. Something like that, find that Isha Upanishad. And other symptoms also there. That God is a person. He is one of the oldest Upanishads. In Vedic literature, the Veda, they are called, even the all scholars of the world, they accept Veda as the oldest book of knowledge. Among them, Rig Veda, all the mantras there, how interesting it is. But anyway, nobody can understand. Different person, different interpretation. Mostly impersonal. The Vaishnava Acharyas, they give personal meaning. Who can know more than Krishna? Krishna is saying, purpose of studying Veda is to know me. And I am the actual compiler. I know. But what is the meaning of Vedic research? So better take on Krishna. And Krishna is showing how a king should be like Lord Ramchandra. And so from Sun dynasty and Moon dynasty still coming. Ayodhya king. They are from Sun dynasty. And this Lord Krishna came, moon, so the moon became completely full, though it was not a full moon day. You are so jubilant. The day Lord Krishna appearing, the Lord is appearing in my dynasty. Became so jubilant, though it's supposed to be not a full moon day. Moon came full. Common people cannot understand all this. How it is possible. But there's a spiritualist, they can understand. They believe in God. He can. A little boy, Krishna, he can lift Govardhan. So, Lord is showing how the king should be heavily punished. And so that time, Kashmir, the king was so heavy, if some guy steal, cut his hand. No steal. No man can without fear, alone walk in the street, though it is dark. Somebody can take gold and leave it. What will they? Maybe he got caught, such a heavy punishment. Not very long. Maybe 500 years ago, Kashmir king was like that. King of Kashmir. Prabhupada mentioned. I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. We know from the Vedic literature. King Beno. He was like that. He said, who is God? You just follow me. He told the Brahmin. The Brahmin said, this guy is too much. No sacrifice. No jagga. The jagga. Why Vishnu? Do you jagga for Vishnu? Because Vishnu is the king of all kings. Maybe they have to worship Vishnu. We know worship Vishnu. There will be no rain. And there will be only food. That then there is no rain. And Prabhupada said, one day Prabhupada is walking. So he controls, he creates by his expansion and some Vishnu in his body, some Mahavishnu. And then he maintains like creates Lord Shiva, Brahma as expansion. And he maintains in the form of Vishnu and he destroys as an expansion his Lord Shiva. And Prabhupada said, like that, nobody can stop it. One day Prabhupada in the manor, walking, morning walk, has a big lake. Shakshi goes, Prabhupada, this is all going dry. This is supposed to, you know, supply water. It's a big reserve of government. This is going dry. Prabhupada said, this will happen. Once people become very sinful, sinful, and scientists can't do anything. Everything will be burned. And then, for 100 years, there will be any food, any vegetation, nothing. So hot it will be. Everything will be burned. They cannot grow any food. Everything will be burned. In the field, there will be nothing, no trees, no vegetation. For hundreds of years. 100 years. Then again, Prabhupada said, there will be for 100 years, heavy rain. The whole world will be inundated. So, he said, who inundates? In the form of Lord Shiva. There are two inundations. One is called partial, and it's so complete. The whole creation inundates all the planets. And some partial. When Brahma slips, one time there is a partial inundation. Some of the planets go under water. Not all. There are 14 planetary systems. We are situated in the middle planetary system. Bhūrloka. If you still don't go back to Godhead, devotees, at least they go become like demigods. Because you are in the mode of goodness. More degree of mode of goodness, you go Bhūrloka, then Bhūvarloka. Then, more, what is that? Sargaloka. Sargaloka means Sargaloka, where the demigods live. Mostly in the mode of goodness, very good mode of goodness. But still, we know mode of goodness is not everything. Sometimes mixed with mode of passion and ignorance. So there are those are good, very good, pure, they go fire. Mahaloka. Then, better, more goodness, Janaloka. Then, more, Papaloka. Brahmacharis go higher. Sannyasis can go to Sattaloka. Beyond that is Viraja. Viraja is very meaningful the word. Between spiritual world and material world. Raja comes from Raja. Those are free from Rajagun, passion, some expenditure, and completely, and mode of ignorance of goodness. Beyond pure goodness, unlimited Brahma Jyoti. Innumerable spiritual planets, Vaikuntha. And you can go to any of these. You are attached to one form of the Lord, Vishnu, that planet. Particular planet you go, and live with the Lord, and particular relation, you reciprocate Him serving. And if you can go, one go to Krishna level, topmost, that is very simple life, where Vrajavasis live. Not much opulence is that. Go to Krishna level, back to God. You are most fortunate. Prabhupada giving that opportunity to anybody, taking shelter in the boat of ISKCON, International Society of Krishna Consciousness, Captain Prabhupada is one. In a kid's book, Prabhupada Captain. In other words, his books and purports we follow. There may be sometimes confusion, time to time, disaster. So Prabhupada gave, all right, you have this head, GBC body, they will decide, you listen. You have, otherwise, read my books, this is the guide. Check and everything. Apostate. So Prabhupada said, when I leave, I didn't start this thing, everything I have given you, Now you institute Varnashram Dharma. See, he has got this characteristic, give him that sort of service, he manage, let him manage. Let him do preaching, he's like a Brahminical mode. Now he's not a high class, or do Pujari, not highly philosophical. Pujari Vag Jagga, this, that. And somebody may preach scholarly, pure, and make Siddhanta conclusion. And very, very minutely just make him guide or guru. Okay. And you think you're getting guidance from many of them, one of them you make relationship. And you think he can help you to go back to God. If you follow his instruction, you are ready to be disciplined by him. These are the ideal cases. Who can be like that? And their cases also, in general, he should be very highly Brahminically qualified. He can guide others. Highly Brahminically qualified, realized, very self-controlled. He can maybe can rely on him, think, you know. He explains and dispels your doubt. And you take it sentimentally. Then later on, you get confused. So these things, all everything is there. That is in the purport of Prabhupada. This way you guide him. So you can have an insight of it. So Prabhupada said, anybody want to please me, you should be Krishna conscious. Of course you distribute book. By distributing book, you can. But the other also, he said, become Krishna conscious. Now who can? Again, another place. You read my books. Unless you read my books, you cannot know me, what I want. And if you give others books, but only yourself don't read, there is one complaint among my followers of ISKCON, this. They are not very much scared about Maya. They don't take it very seriously. And so become victim. Many ISKCON followers. And another defect, they don't read my books. Another, you don't cooperate that much well among yourself. Who said all these things? We should know all these things so that we can justify ourselves and think of how to put it right. So that you can get Prabhupada's blessing and his guidance very clearly. Depending on your surrender to Prabhupada's instruction, realization will follow and it will be that much clearer and transparent. Otherwise, your surrender is not so good, your faith in the words of the guide, Sadhguru, is not much, it won't be that bad. Realization won't be that clear, your doubts will be that much clear. These things are very nicely explained. There's a Prabhupada with Papu. Just like everybody wants to bring up his children. And they know what is good for him or her. He bring food, dress, all these things. He cannot eat. So, okay. The birdies are waiting for the parents. They come, bring food to give them. They make him, into pieces, small pieces. And go, then they can digest them. So, different acharyas come, depending on time, circumstance, place, considering their nature, what they can understand, even though they are very difficult. So according to their capacity, they understand, they elaborately give purport. They must be very realized souls who give purport. Prabhupada is like one of them, giving purport, and you cannot find fault here. They are very highly elevated guru there. So you may not get all types of guru there. Simply Brahmin, strong, you can be a guide. There are other qualities, find out 26 qualities of Vaishnava, or a pure devotee's quality. Range, like that. And Prabhupada, like making Siddhanta. Very complicated situation, you can make. See, conclusion, you can make this. So, for a guide, sadhu, sastra, guru, that. Are you acting? As your post is this position. You can check. Have I got all these qualities? I'm acting properly. Otherwise, the others are there to control you. Simply, ultimately, Krishna is there. We have got our plan, defect, and Krishna is watching. As you desire. Very simple. Again, very difficult and confusing also. Depends on so many things. Hare Krishna, any question? Just as far as I remember, Prabhupada said, I'm just repeating those things. Simply from here to there. I don't tell anything of my own opinion. Some say, it's just that case, that guy. It's like this thing. Government present there, so liberal. And so Prabhupada said, yes, capital punishment should be there, after death, otherwise, if you don't give him punishment, later on he will suffer. After death, he will be punished. Better now punish him, so that he don't suffer there. But many parts of the world, they have a liver, the socialist, we can't give life, why shall we take? They go by argument. Prabhupada didn't agree. No, didn't agree to this. I remember, Prabhupada said like that. If he's not punished, then so much crime, you are encouraging crime. In other words, indirectly.
Actually,
say in society or society, for instance, considering that there's not really the qualified Kshatriya or Brahmana to make a decision about somebody actually guilty of punishment. I personally don't know what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says that they are just stealing all this stuff. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada doesn't accept modern society, different country, the sociologists say this thing, what I told, you know. Prabhupada didn't agree, I remember. You read Prabhupada, speaks out. That Prabhupada says that. In India, so many things happening. Other countries, so much crime, killing, murder. The murder case I told you is in India. That they declare or something and something. India now, watching television, many murder, these things, people are getting used to it like other countries. And so many murders, crime. Still not very, that much problem. And the other old style things are there, still. But this thing also happening. One boy, young boy, killed his father with all these classmates. Why? Because his father married again. Yeah. Then he doesn't get any affection from whom at all. This boy is a very young boy, go to school. When he came from school, and tie his father up, and now with other boys, merciless to kill father. Father with maybe small knife, on a blade, this torture like this. It was a newspaper flashing throughout India, and then they called a university psychologist department. Then he said that it is the effect of watching TV, maybe. And they are seeing so much murder, this, that, they take it easy. And the boy was, by the justice said, he can be interviewed by professors and others, so it's a psychology department. They checked him, they asked him question, why kill? He said, my mother was there, other father was there, I used to have very nice, you know, loving affection, all these things. I find nobody look after me now. My father is with my other new mother, this, that, they have got their own thing, and I alone come here and go. They may be paying my tuition fee, but I don't know. The sum and substance of it. The psychologist was interviewed even in the television showing that. India. One case, I don't say innumerable cases, just mention India, this is creeping in, all those bad things of the other parts of the world. I don't know, the other part, they killed their father or something. Cases like that. This boy did. A school boy. That's maybe within 17 to 20, something like that. And a whole newspaper, all writing and discussing, how could a boy in India kill his father like that? You know, elderly person can young, son become very old, then getting angry, maybe his wife and his father doesn't get along sometimes. That case is still very rare. This is very rare case in India. This happened near Calcutta, Damdam India. The newspaper, television, all, they're discussing this topic. Why this happened to me? How could a son kill his father? Very rare case in India. Then the Calcutta University, the head of the department, psychologist was called, interviewed in television. Then he tested the boy, asked questions. Then he said, this is my conclusion. I understand this. Television, to make it popular, government gave so much popular, what they like, they're showing these things. In the cinema, so much murder, this, that, and get used to it. Some effect, some influence of that there, he said. And the other, the boy said this. I don't get in love, affection, nothing. My father married. And nobody look after me. I don't have any love and affection for me. I don't know how to go talk. In my family, come every day. This is the effect of modern civilization. It's not very culture. It's not falling. Indian government, not encouraged. They like, become to some extent like Western. You work hard, you earn money, you got car, television, all this. You try to encourage, even village people, you can give an installment and buy television. India government trying. But suppose by nature Indian, they don't like, I give you car, these, that, work hard. You may not like this, other like I don't follow that one. I am happy with handful of four chapati, dal. I'm happy with not varieties of sabji, this, that. You don't care for not many, by nature. But India government trying to make them. Still, I think majority Indians live in village. What percentage? Previously 85% to 80%. Now they're trying to make the just the reverse. 80% live, organize everything, come to city, go to factory, this, that, and few people live, like America. I don't know how much they're successful to do that. So far they're trying. Big factories making from Russia, this, that. Because Indians by nature, not like that. They're deep within their heart. Can't tell them easily. So what happened is neither this, is the same. Na gharka, na ghatka. So neither become like other people, neither what is Vedic culture is mentioned. So Prabhupada, I made this, is gone, to teach the whole world. Maybe can't get some different. I cannot give my opinion, I can say in this line to you. Any question? Comment? Murari Hari Prabhu. आपका कोई सवाल है इस बारे में, कोई कमेंट है, मंतव्य?
लाइक ड्यूरिंग टाइम ऑफ आई विल जस्ट थिंग गेम
हां द ब्राह्मिन गॉट एंग्री एंड ही डाइड ड्यूरिंग एनी कास्ट इवन नॉट कास्ट एंग्री विद समबडी दैट इज गाय है कंट्रोलिंग ही डोंट लाइक टू लिसन आवर एडवाइस फ्रॉम द स्क्रिप्चर बिकॉज़ ही हैज गॉट पावर ऑन दिस थिंग ही डाइड. Then King Priyabrata came from his body. They challenged his hand, all these things. This common people don't understand. They don't understand how this body came, king, from his body, and he became, they is made the king. But anyway, we accept, as far as Prabhupada can see, he is telling us, according to our adhikar, eligibility,